everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. We just finished Night of Champions,
Crown
a.k.a.
Jewels Champions.
Saudi Mania.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Another successful Saudi
fan. Tons and tons of cash.
I'm rich, bitch.
Look at all that Saudi cash.
Yeah.
Just, it never ends.
Remember, the puppet doesn't need the microphone, Eric.
The puppet needs the microphone. Listen, quit breaking kayfabe, you son of a bitch. Yeah.
You need the microphone.
Oh, that's good. It's good times.
Yeah.
I'm helping him tighten it.
Yeah, you are. That's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah, Vince.
No, Vince. You almost knocked down Miss Hancock.
Oh, cock.
Miss Hancock.
Cock.
In a time and day where, you know, it's like women's rights and, like, you know, abuse has just been squashed. Another Saudi Mania pay-per-view where they just take all the blood money.
Sure.
Wow.
Interesting pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It was very predictable, especially for one of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's true. But, I mean, some of the matches weren't too bad. Some were exactly what they needed to be.
Yeah.
Kicked off with a great match.
Yeah. Shout out to Fat Boy Pizza. I keep one.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. We had some pizza.
Giant fucking pizza.
Yeah. We had what, Eric?
Giant pizza.
There you go.
And mozzarella logs.
Yeah. Eric didn't make anything. Got lazy again.
Yeah. That son of a bitch.
What a piece of shit.
Oh, but, son of a bitch.
But.
Oh, we're already going to the next pay-per-view. Okay.
But spoiler alert for Money in the Bank. Maybe we'll have a little woo in the burrito.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That is my favorite of the Eric dishes.
I don't think you have to
that's
reenact
me.
It.
No, I have does. To. It's
he
better.
Totally I mean, does. For God's sakes, I came.
You do. Yeah.
So we start off Saudi Mania.
Yeah.
We start off Night of Champions.
Night of all champions.
With a triple main event.
Triple main event.
Triple main
yes.
event.
With one of the main events being first.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
There's your first swerve of the night.
The other two, last matches on the show.
Right.
Being true main event.
Sure. But you got to start the pay-per-view with a great match. With what do you want to start with, Ripley and Natalya?
No.
Becky and Trish?
Get it out of the way.
No. The opening match is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So, like, if the... You know, World Heavyweight Championship that they brought back, even though they're saying who's going to be the first, even though it's like, wait, it's the same lineage, right? But, like,
right.
If they're going to bring it back, it's if it's not going to main event, because Roman main events everything, which, you know, they progressed a storyline, so I understand why it main evented, and Roman always main events.
Yeah.
If they're not going to main event, then I am fine with them going on first.
Okay.
All right, fine. Fair enough.
Sure.
I mean, AJ Styles even said it himself that this title's not as big as... Romans.
He said it?
He said it.
What a dumb
he said it in an interview.
Fucking hillbilly.
What's that about?
Hillbilly. So yeah, AJ Styles versus Seth freaking Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. Very entertaining match. Went about 20 minutes, over 20 minutes.
Right.
Not as long as some predicted. But AJ did his backflip off the ropes into a DDT.
Yeah.
Rollins gave Styles a buckle bomb and a frog splash. AJ went for a Styles Clash off the second rope, but Seth countered with a Hurricane Rana. Then Seth did the inverted suplex, superplex.
Yeah.
That he did to Cody at Mania last year, which is always a great move. Then AJ gave Seth a suplex on the apron. That's painful because, you know, it's the
hardest part of the ring.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then Seth did a suicide dive and sold a knee injury.
Clearly can't win now.
And you never can tell with him.
Mm. Yeah. So Styles put Seth in the calf crusher, but Seth eventually got to the rope. And then it looked like Seth was going for a curb stomp, but instead he stomped on AJ's hand.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little weird.
Do you think that was proper? Or do you think they missed something?
Well, AJ's head wasn't up.
The announcers said it immediately, like as if they knew.
Yeah.
Unless that was just a really good save.
I think it was the plan. Because AJ was like face down, you know, usually you got to be up for a curb stomp.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, you could still do it. So it was kind of weird. But then AJ hits a pedigree.
Mm. Yes. At this point, I'm like, fuck, can Rollins hit a phenomenal forearm?
I know.
That would have been great. So much fun.
Right.
AJ goes for the phenomenal forearm, but Seth super kicked him. Then Seth went for the curb stomp, but his knee buckled. His injured knee buckled. Then Seth hit a pedigree.
Which then he sold the knee again, and it was even better.
Yeah. And then I guess his knee was okay after that, because then he hit a curb stomp. 1, 2, 3. Mm. AJ Styles loses.
Stays Seth on Rollins. SmackDown.
AJ Styles and his OC with Mia, Meechan, Yim stay on SmackDown.
And after all of his feuds.
Oh, yeah. Thankfully. All the feuds. He can now feud with Grayson Waller and, you know, Karrion Kross.
So well, didn't they fight? Match. They fought on SmackDown.
They did.
AJ and Karrion Kross.
Oh.
So is he off That's his it. List now?
So he already beat him?
Yeah.
Phenomenal forearm,
so,
1, 2, 3.
So burn that card.
That's it. Yeah, burn the card. Next, read back, reach back in there. Roman, TikTok. No, too soon. Never soon.
He never, just pulls never. It out. He's like, No,
not that one.
Nope. Guy returns.
Hold on. Again. Ricochet.
Ricochet beats him easily.
Yeah, easily.
So after the match, Triple H gets in the ring. He helps Seth up and hands him the championship.
And were you waiting for it? Like, were you expecting?
No, we were joking about that. I was envisioning it. No.
Envisioning it.
He helps him up. He pedigrees him. Kevin Owens, come out here now.
Now.
We're going to have an impromptu match.
And we can do that because it's me.
Here's my hand.
Because I'm kayfabe in charge. But not really in charge.
Right.
So Seth gets on the second rope. He holds up the title. And we got a bunch of pyro for the new World Heavyweight Champion, who says he's going to be on Raw each and every week going forward.
And I believe
unlike him. That son of a bitch, Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Direct quote.
That son of a bitch.
I'm thinking B plus. I'm not sure it's in the A level, but it was a really good match. So I'm thinking B plus. Gentlemen.
I could say A minus.
I thought about it, but I went B plus.
All right. Andrew, tiebreaker.
I'll say B plus.
Fucking mark.
I think
I'm the mark.
You're the one who's like, I think it's a 7-star match.
You fucking mark.
You Joe Mark.
Mark Hamilton.
So next up, we've got Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus.
Oh. Hmm.
Becky looked awesome in her Kill Bill / Bruce Lee outfit.
Yeah. Mm.
She looked great. Mm-hmm. The ref's dyed jet black hair was distracting, though. My God.
Holy shit.
My God, sir.
Yeah.
Stop that now.
He's a ref.
He used just for a group of men.
Then this was concerning because 2 minutes into the match, Becky's pants rolled up and her ankle was out.
Yeah.
Her calf was showing.
Bottom left.
As soon as that happened.
Yeah, they're all busting nuts over there.
And then in the front row, you saw this man with a machete stand up and he started walking to the ring and they were like, no, please. We'll fix it.
It was an accident.
But I must cut it off. I'm too hard.
I must cut tit off.
I'm too aroused.
You have a choice. We rape or you die.
Look, she showed her ankle. I mean,
for God's sakes, I came.
So yes. I have no other choice. Sorry.
How can a guy control himself off of a wide open calf?
What do you want me to do? Not come?
It's in our bylaws.
Oh, man.
Are you fucking kidding me? I mean... Now she has to give me a blowjob, which it's not illegal to get a blowjob, but it is illegal to give one.
Yes.
So I say thank you, and then they shoot her in the head.
I didn't do anything. I just stuck my dick out.
What could I do? She was trapped. She made a bit in it off.
What can I do?
Then Trish fish hooked Becky, and that was gross.
Yeah.
Because it's like those gross pornos.
Yeah.
Where it's just like you're watching, you're like, oh, this is good. And then the guy fish hooks the girl, and you're like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah.
Just beating her up. And you're like, why?
I'm totally like that when they do it.
That's Eric. Yeah.
Then Trish went for Stratisfaction, but Becky blocked it. Becky hit Diamond Dust, which Trish didn't really know how to take.
Yeah.
And then she hit the leg drop off the second rope.
To be fair, Trish didn't really know how to give it. So.
Trish didn't really know how to do much of anything in this match. Trish hit chick kick, but Becky kicked out. And then Trish was talking shit, so Becky put her in the disarmer. But Trish grabbed Becky's hair. Then Becky hit the manhandle slam, but Trish got her foot on the rope. And while the ref was checking on Trish, Zoe Stark comes from under the ring.
You could almost hit bottom right. She's been on TV, but it's kind of like, really, this person's going to be Trish's bitch?
I predicted Lita coming out.
Yeah.
But no, nope. It was Zoe Stark, and she gave Becky the knee to tits. And in this case, it wasn't, she didn't even get her chin, her tits. She got her stomach.
Stomach.
She kneed Becky in the stomach. And they're like, wow, what a shot to the chin.
Seems like that would hurt a little bit more.
I guess. But man, that finisher is shit. It sucks. Then she throws Becky in the ring. The ref's like, hey, where did you come from? Ah, fuck it. And then Trish hits Stratisfaction for the win. And Becky's nose was bleeding after the match. Not from the whatever you call it, knee to tits.
Go to tits.
Whatever it's supposed to be. Not from that. But when Becky, when she took the Stratisfaction, like Becky kind of landed face first.
Yeah.
So I think that busted her nose open a little bit.
Might have been.
But you were wondering, Eric, why Trish got drafted to Raw.
Yay.
And I mean, you did pick Trish to win.
I did.
And this is why, because she's sticking around for a bit.
Yeah.
Wow. She's sticking around for a bit.
This could be the worst event in wrestling
history. She is part of the company.
So
it's a thing.
Are we thinking Money in the Bank or SummerSlam for Zoe Stark and Trish versus Becky and Lita?
Probably Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
It's sooner.
Whatever's
it's
next.
In London. It's
yeah.
What's next?
Well, Raw? I mean, you can do Becky versus Zoe Stark at Money in the Bank. Unless either of them are going to be in the match.
Hey, Eric.
Huh?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who gives a shit? Do you want to see any of these matches?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say like a D for this.
Yeah.
D is really harsh. D minus.
I thought there's no such thing.
I think a D is pretty solid. I just hate to give a D because Becky was really good in this.
Right.
You know.
I'm going to go D plus.
What?
The D
plus. I thought there's no such thing.
High end of D.
I thought there's no such thing as a D plus.
There's high end of D.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You have to pay extra for that.
So next up, we've got Mustafa Ali versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. We had to watch a 5-minute video of Ali in Saudi Arabia, like, wow, this is so cool. Yeah. Isn't this cool? And we're like, I don't know. No.
It would have been funny if they made him like a prince for a day. And they're singing Prince Ali.
Yeah, but then you have to decapitate 5 women. That's the rule to be a prince.
And he was
like, can I just do one?
And I was like,
no.
I was like, I don't think he's Saudi Arabian. And then in that moment, he was like, I'm not Saudi Arabian. I was like, oh.
He's half Pakistan and Indian.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But they were like, close enough.
Yeah.
We don't want that mansoir, idiot. You know why.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Gunther threw Ali into the ring post, and Ali sold that very well. Ali hit a sunset flip powerbomb and then the 450 splash, but Gunther kicked out. Then Gunther clotheslined the fuck out of Ali twice, but Ali kicked out. Then Gunther went for the powerbomb, but Ali countered and hit a super kick and a DDT. Then he goes for the 450 again, but Gunther moves, hits a drop kick, a powerbomb, and then fuck pinned Ali for the win.
Yeah.
Backstage, Rhea Ripley was like, what the fuck?
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not going to let your penis ruin my pin.
Penis.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this was a fine, you know, this match was fine.
Ali did okay.
Ali had like Dolph Ziggler level selling.
Solid C plus.
C plus is good, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe higher, but yeah, C plus is good. All right.
Next up, we've got Asuka versus Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship. This was not good.
Raw Women's Championship.
On SmackDown. Yeah, they didn't do the title switch or anything.
Right.
So Belair went to the second rope and she bent over.
What?
But she didn't spank her ass.
Oh, no.
So close.
So close to getting murdered.
So was I.
She's about to do the move. Please stand by. I'm praying she does it.
She didn't do it. Son of a bitch. Stand down.
You've got bullets in that gun, right? You've got plenty of bullets. And if you don't, we will just explode the ring.
Throw a hammer. Can you hit her from there?
So Asuka spit the mist, but Belair got away before it hit her.
Yeah.
And then a couple of minutes later, Asuka spit more mist on her hand and then like kind of winked in the camera like, watch this.
Yeah.
And then Belair goes for the KOD, but Asuka put her fingers on Belair's eyes. So Belair screams. She goes down. And then Asuka kicks her a couple times in the head and wins the match while covering Bianca's face.
Isn't that like a sex move? Like you finish in your hand and just like smear it in her
eyes?
I'm
sure it is. Reminds me of that joke. What doesn't burn your hand and mouth, but burns your eyes?
Chili powder?
I don't know. No, yeah. I don't know. I don't get it. Yeah. Whatever she's doing.
Yeah.
It's a mystery, ancient Chinese secret, I guess.
Right, yeah. Japanese. That's racist. Oh, my God.
Racist. Right. Jesus Whoa. Christ.
It's from Yikes. Calgon, okay? 80s right. commercial.
And we're back without Joe Pisano because he refused sensitivity training.
What was, what do you put for this match?
Ugh. C? I mean, this was a D as well, I think. Yeah. It was boring.
C minus.
It was boring for, like, most of it.
Kind of was.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of it.
Kind of standard.
Then we've got Natalya versus Rhea Ripley for the SmackDown Women's Championship on Raw.
This match was everything it needed to be.
Everything we thought it would be.
Yeah.
Look, and I mean, hey, I'm glad that it wasn't long.
Yeah.
Because Natalya.
Go ahead.
Dominik distracts Natalya at the start, and then Rhea wins with the Riptide and a fuck pin in like a minute and 5 seconds.
Andrew Fantastic.
Andrew left the room to blow his nose, came back, it was over.
Yeah. They're already talking about the next match.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd I miss? Nothing.
So, I mean, it can't be better than a D. It's X. a D or an F. Or you don't even rate it because it was nothing.
X.
N-A.
It's like we cross N-A. N-A. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was nothing.
The fact that they put Natalya in a match for the title, they have to take an F.
And she didn't even win anything, right? She just like walked out 1 week and was like,
Yeah.
And they were like, you got it.
Right.
What was she like?
That's okay. it. That's Fair all you have enough. To do is go, huh.
Yeah.
Fair
enough.
Where?
Fair enough.
All right. So next up, we've got Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes with a broken arm. Their first match was underwhelming. Their second match was underwhelming. Can't wait for that third match.
That third match.
Better be in a fucking cage or something.
Yeah. Fight pit.
So Brock gave Cody a few belly-to-belly suplexes. No Germans, right, in the whole match?
No.
I didn't count it.
I guess we got to just change it now to suplexes.
I would say. But even then, there was only one or two.
It was three belly-to-bellies early on.
Yeah.
Then Cody used his titanium cast.
Adamantium.
They called it titanium cast to hit Brock in the head, which that doesn't hurt his arm. It didn't hurt Cody.
Somehow.
He's like, it's already broken. What are you going to do?
That's science.
Then Cody hit the Cody cutter. Brock kicks out. Cody hit two crossroads, went for a third, but Brock put him in the Kimura lock. And this was pretty much the whole match was Kimura lock.
Yeah. This was most of it.
Like, for like 3 minutes, Cody's trying to get out. He even passes out. The ref holds up his arm, but Cody hulks up and he grabs the bottom rope.
Right.
Then Brock went for an F5, but Cody got down, hit a third crossroads. Brock kicks out, hits Cody with another F5. Cody kicks out. Then Brock puts Cody in the Kimura lock again. And then a couple minutes later, Cody passes out.
Yeah. Like, why do you even get out of the first one if he was just going to end up losing to it?
Two boring matches from what should be, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just let them wrestle. Stop with the gimmicks. You want to do a gimmick? Right. Put them in a cage. But, like, the fake broken arm angle doesn't work because Cody wrestled with a real torn pec a year ago.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, we actually cared then. You can't do it for real and then fake it a year later.
You can lose to Brock Lesnar clean. Like, it's okay.
Right.
You can. I don't care how. Look, you squashed Cody at WrestleMania. Everyone thought he was going to win, and he doesn't win. So now he beat Brock Lesnar. Like, you can lose to Brock Lesnar.
Did his contract say, like, I have to win every match, like, unless someone cheats and it can only be Roman or Brock?
Stupid.
Right.
So, no, I thought this was boring. Like, a C- I would give this.
Yeah.
This was fucking boring, man.
Yeah. Still at a C-
for these should be great matches. Like, when you actually let Brock Lesnar wrestle, like, when he wrestles AJ Styles, Finn Balor, Daniel Bryan, like, those are all great matches, and Cody Rhodes is capable. Cody Rhodes is more than capable. Let them have some great matches. But no, it's just Kimura lock, Kimura lock, Kimura lock, the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking
pass out.
Boring.
Yeah.
And like, you, even if you want to be like, oh, MMA, MMA, he didn't do the Kimura Lock in MMA.
No.
He would beat the fuck out of people. It was way more entertaining than this shit.
For sure.
And he did way the Kimura more. Lock on the injured arm, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like having like a giant cast on your thumb and you trying to bend it. It's like, you're not going to do anything.
Yeah, right.
He's Brock Lesnar.
Especially if it's a titanium cast.
Daddy's got to go to work.
Yeah, Furious 7. So finally, we have the main event. Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa versus KO and Sammy for the Undisputed Tag Titles. And people complained that this was the main event. They wanted the World Heavyweight Championship to be the main event. Right. It was a great match, but this was also a great match. And they continued the story. They added another layer to the story, so... Of course, that's why it main evented. Roman is 1,000 days as champion now. So, of course, it did. And by the way, Sammy is the most over wrestler in Saudi Arabia, and it's not even close.
Right? Yeah.
The fucking pop he got, and he came out in the Saudi garb and everything. And
yeah.
Paul Heyman did the intros for Roman and Solo, and I was like, that's kind of weird because he never does. But now we know why he did it, because then that allowed Sammy to grab the mic and... Sammy introduced himself and KO in Arabic, and that got the crowd even hotter.
Yeah.
And then to start the match, we have KO and Roman in the ring, but Owens tags in Sammy. The place goes crazy. Roman tells him, you'd be nothing without me. And Sammy's like, I think they know, as they fucking chant his name and everything.
As they're singing like his theme as like El Generico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So then Roman tags Solo in to avoid Sammy. He would interfere a couple times, choke Sammy from the outside. Then he tags himself back in when Sammy was down. Then Sammy chopped Roman twice, and Roman knocks him down. He's like, oh, you think you're the Nature Boy now? It's like, he's so great. Yeah. He's so confident. I believe everything Roman does.
He's so great right. as an asshole.
It's so...
Yeah. What a great asshole.
Right.
It's so hard to imagine that it's the same guy that did Suffer and Succotash... Jack and the Beanstalk, right. You know, looks like you have a couple tater tots. But yeah. That was all one man, one stupid fucking man that wrote all of his promos.
Yeah.
Jack and the Beanstalk, kids like that. What? Suffering Succotash? Looney Tunes?
This is the guy where John Cena had to come back and be like, that's why I'm still coming back.
Yeah.
Because you suck at this.
Turns out he didn't suck.
No.
It was Vince that sucked.
Yeah. Right. Roman. Vince sucked Roman off.
Yeah. So then Kevin Owens gets the hot tag. He hits a frog splash, the sit down pop up power bomb, but Roman kicks out. Owens hits a stunner, but then Roman bounces off the ropes and hits a spear. I know, like, yeah, you don't like not selling moves, but if you hit the ropes, that changes everything.
Momentum
reverses the momentum.
Momentum.
I kind of like when they do that. That's like the
as long as he's out. You know what I mean? And he was.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Both guys were
laid there for a while.
Yeah.
Then Sammy dove off the top rope to land on Solo. Later, Solo went for the Samoan spike, but Sammy blocked it. Hits the Huluva kick, but Roman broke up the pin.
Yeah.
Then Roman went for a spear, but Sammy moved, and Reigns speared the ref, which, of course, like every Roman match, the ref gets knocked out.
Well, you got to do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see anyone find a match where that didn't happen. Then Sammy hit Roman with a Superman punch, but then Roman hit him back with one. Then KO got in the ring and speared Roman. Then Owens cleared the announce tables, but the Usos ran out. They superkick Owens a couple times, and they bury him under the table.
He's dead.
He did. Then the Usos go for a double superkick on Sammy, but Sammy ducks, and they double superkick Solo, which is the exact moment that Roman got up and saw it all.
Oh my God!
So all Roman saw was them super kicking Solo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He gets in the ring. He's like, why are you here?
What are you doing?
I thought you couldn't even be here. Did you guys like drive here drunk? What the fuck's wrong with you? I smell alcohol in your breath.
Too real.
All of this was said.
Too soon.
He shoves Jimmy in the face. He shoves Jay in the face. Then he turns around and Jimmy super kicks Roman. He ain't nobody's bitch.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Jay yells at Sammy like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? He's like, I'm your brother. I'll do what you should have done a long time ago. And then he super kicks Roman again. Sammy said that.
But Sammy said that.
He did.
Should have done this a long time ago.
So two super kicks from Jimmy to Roman. Roman rolls out of the ring. And then Jimmy, like, Jay's, like, checking on Roman, but Jimmy's, like, forcing him to kind of leave with him. And they start heading up the ramp. Then Owens hits Solo with a stunner, and Sammy hits the Aluva kick. Sammy goes for the pin, and then another ref runs out to count the pin. 1, 2, 3. KO and Sammy retain. The place goes crazy.
Yep.
Roman's, like, sitting on his ass, looking up at Sammy with the titles to end the show. You know, everyone loved it. It was a great match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you progress the storyline. What's right. this going to mean?
A lot of emotions.
Exactly.
Because Roman will be on SmackDown.
Of course.
This coming Friday.
To celebrate 1,000 days.
To celebrate 1,000 days, and we'll see what happens.
1,000 days is a bitch.
Wow.
Like, Jimmy's obviously gone, but is Jay going to stay with the Bloodline for now? I would say probably.
He's got to be there to talk about his brother. And then Roman will probably hit him saying, you need to get your brother under control. And then, yeah.
You think Jay, like, leaves Roman on Smack? I don't think it happens that quickly.
Maybe.
I don't think it happens that quickly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once something goes down, shit,
you know, Roman
going.
Never fought Jimmy.
No.
Never no. fought Jimmy. No. And so maybe that'll be... Is Roman going to be at the O2 Arena in London? Mm. Or is he taking the entire summer off?
Probably.
We'll see.
Or Jay wins Money in the Bank. We talked about that last year, I think.
Yeah. That would be cool as well. Yeah. Jimmy does it. Who knows?
Right.
Could be interesting.
So for this match...
A minus.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because of the swerve.
Right.
It was good stuff.
Yep. That puts us around a C for the pay-per-view, which makes sense with all the shit matches.
Opening match was great. Closing match was great. Everything else was not great.
Meh.
Not good.
C's and F's. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And D's.
There you go.
CFD.
Saudi Mania, Night of Champions.
In the books.
In the books. We still got AEW, Double or Nothing. You going to be here, Eric?
No.
No.
Just hell no.
Yeah. So that's it, right? I guess we're done. We could say goodbye.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wait, Eric. Nope.
Goodbye.
Sorry. You won the pay-per-view prediction championship. Last pay-per-view for Backlash.
So you won.
You're the champ. But I didn't defend it this time because Roman didn't defend it.
Oh, you defended it.
No.
You filled out a scorecard, Eric. You got 71 points. All right. Joe got 68. Okay, so
78.
71, 68, whatever. Like... but someone got 89 points? So someone won by 18.
It's so
points?
Weird because Eric got more matches right.
Did he?
Yeah.
He did.
I thought we both got one wrong, right? No, I got two wrong.
You got two wrong. But there's a lot of other shit on that scorecard.
I got like almost every 2-point question.
And Andrew got them all
correct.
Right.
Yeah. This is a landslide. Mm. When has anyone won by this much?
All right.
Usually
calm
most
down
of my
there,
wins.
Stevie Nicks.
All right, well, hold on, my
so
my
how
belt.
Long, when did you win the title?
He won it at Backlash.
Backlash.
Ooh. It was a classic Eric title reign.
Sasha Banks over
Sasha
here.
Sasha Banks. You are the, you know, everyone likes Sasha Banks. It's okay.
No, alrighty. It's not. No, I don't think it's
It's
that.
This one. No, it's this one.
No.
It's definitely this one.
So right, well, that one. There you go.
No, this one's mine, Eric. I never defended it.
The NXT.
This is the World Heavyweight Championship.
I want a fucking belt.
No. No, this is
just like Roman Reigns hit you in the dick,
Don't
Sammy.
Don't hit me in my dick. Don't hit me in the dick with those belts. Dick shot.
Oh.
Looks like you're missing a few diamonds there.
Ooh, yeah.
It happens.
Double champ. Just like Roman Reigns. And just like Roman Reigns, everyone hates me because I'm the double champ.
You gonna fix that tomorrow?
I'm going to try.
He's going to try, but
we'll see.
He just started watching AEW again.
Fuck.
Which usually means I have a good chance.
Maybe. Hey, Tony Khan, anything could happen. We'll see you after Double or Nothing.
Wait, all right, cut it. Cut it now. What's wrong with